91X News.
It's 18 degrees with overcast skies. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. Colonel Dave Cochran is leaving his post as commander of 8 Wing CFB Trenton. He has been selected to proceed on the advanced training list and attend the Defense and Strategic Studies course at the Australian Defense College in Canberra. It's the Australian equivalent of Canada's National Security Program given at Toronto's Canadian Forces College. He will be replaced by Colonel Sean Friday. The executive director position at the United Way has been filled. Judy Gilbert will join the organization beginning next month. Gilbert has experience in fundraising, marketing, and public relations in both the private and public sectors. She is known in the community through her work with the Hastings Children's Aid Society, Quinty Children's Foundation, and Quinty Healthcare. Gilbert will be introduced on April 21st at the United Way's annual general meeting. The Auditor General says the Harper government misinformed Parliament to win approval for a $50 million G8 fund and that that process may have been illegal. The fund lavished money on dubious projects in Industry Minister Tony Clements' riding. NDP candidate Olivia Chow says Ottawa needs fixing.
Because the way it is going, no wonder people are cynical. No wonder people are saying that Ottawa is broken. Because these kind of corruption, these kind of scandals, these kind of unaccountable senators misusing our money, it's just not fair.
The Auditor General's confidential report reveals it was Clement, the mayor of Huntsville, Ontario, and the manager of Deerhurst Resort who chose the 32 projects that received funding. The Liberals say they are gobsmacked over the news Harper government quietly approved a pay raise for its political aides earlier this year. The raise and a 50% increase in separation pay for staffers who lose their jobs were approved back in January and took effect April 1st. Treasury documents obtained by the Canadian Press show the pay hike bumps up the maximum salary for a senior minister's chief of staff by $37,000 to $168,000. Ottawa Liberal MP David McGuinty says the raise and the timing of it is almost unbelievable, given recent Conservative promises to rein in government spending. A 16-year-old girl is dead after a magnitude 7.0 aftershock that hit Japan today collapsed several houses. The aftershock struck on the one-month anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that killed as many as 25,000 people. But there was little time for reflection with a damaged nuclear plant still out of control, the bodies of thousands of people still missing, and about 150,000 people still living in shelters. The Libyan Rebel Council has rejected a ceasefire proposal presented by an African Union delegation because it did not provide the departure of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and his top associates. Council head Mustafa Abdel Jalil, the country's former justice minister, said the initiative did not respond to the aspirations of the Libyan people. He added that the AU proposal did not discuss Gaddafi's removal or that of his powerful sons, and instead only involved political reforms. Abdel Jalil added that the rebels would not negotiate on the blood of our martyrs. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The Wellington Dukes have the night off tonight. They look to finish off the Oakville Blades on home ice tomorrow. A win will give the Dukes their first OJHL championship since 2003. The Picton Pirates are also in action tomorrow night as they take on the Alliston Hornets. The Pirates are down 2-0 in the series. It's time to clean out the lockers again for 4 of Canada's NHL teams. Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, and Ottawa all missed the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Vancouver Canucks and Montreal Canadiens are enjoying a short break before they begin their push for the Stanley Cup. Vancouver takes on Chicago on Wednesday, and Montreal is in Boston on Thursday. Ken Hitchcock will be coaching Team Canada at the IIHF World Hockey Championship. The championships begin on April 29th. Luke Shen, Dion Phaneuf, and James Reimer of the Toronto Maple Leafs have all said they will play for Canada. The Minnesota Wild have fired head coach Todd Richards today. The Wild missed the playoffs by 11 points, finishing 12th in the Western Conference. The Toronto Raptors are in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Bucks. The Raptors beat New Jersey last night. The game is 1-11 in the NBA. South African Charles Schwartzel won the Masters yesterday. He ended the day with 4 straight birdies to finish with a 2-shot victory over Australians Adam Scott and Jason Day. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy took himself out of contention with a triple bogey on the 10th hole yesterday. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91x weather.
Today, a few showers ending this afternoon with a few clouds, a high of 18. Tonight, cloudy, 30% chance of showers this evening and after midnight, a low of 4. Tomorrow, clearing in the morning, a high of 12. And Wednesday, sunny, a low of plus 5 and a high of 14. It's 18 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.